Static comes the air, a low electric drone, the ticking clock, a metronome. On a path he walks alone, he sees the phantom shimmer in the corner of his eye, a double in the mirror beneath the porcelain sky. He watches from the shadows, a ghost within his home, each whisper in the hallway, a truth he's yet to comb. Her movements are too perfect, her laughter rings too clear, a calculated rhythm that cultivates his fear. He traces phantom fingerprints on a door he knows by touch, searching for the alien that offers him too much of normalcy, a flawless facade, a script he can't recall, while the scent of burnt toast lingers, a prophecy of fall. The keys are never where they're left, a constant quiet theft of certainty, of solid ground, leaving him bereft of logic, sense, and reason, a knot he can't untie, a hidden camera's cold gaze reflecting in his eye. And who is the dreamer now? The watcher or the dreamed? Lost in this waking slumber, where truths are disdained. Is she the manufactured one? A program in disguise? Or has the pressure fractured him behind his own tired eyes?
He found a secret lover, not in a steamy tryst, but in a spreadsheet's cold numbers, a budget he had missed. A lover of the mundane, of spreadsheets and of bills, a betrayal of his fantasy that festers and it kills. The grand illusion he had built, a castle in the air, now crumbling into dust, a burden hard to bear. He sees the perfect cup of tea, the tidiness he loathes, a testament to what he's lost and self-inflicted. Oh,
the lost keys, the static hum, the phantom that appears, are echoes of his own decay, the harvest of his fears, a mirror cracked, reflecting fragments of a man he used to be, lost in the labyrinth of doubt for all eternity. And who is the dreamer now? The watcher or the dreamed? Lost in this waking slumber, where truths are disdained. Is she the man? Fractured him behind his own tired eyes. Perhaps the villain isn't her, with her methodical grace, but him, the architect of lies within this haunted space. He painted her a monster to flee his own defeat, a convenient phantom to make his life complete in its undoing, a twisted comfort in the madness he has sown, the seeds of his own downfall on a desolate cold stone.
Pressure fractured him behind his own are still not found,
just the